Rabbi Bednarz comforted me that it's not that we weren't an Amud of Gemara and Elul, but we weren't the first Perek in Elul. So one could always view it in that way. Okay, we've been dealing since the beginning of the Perek with the concept of Yisur Hana'a from all sorts of different perspectives. In terms of quality, quantity, etc., we haven't dealt with the source of the Yisur Hana'a, and that's what we're going to talk about a bit today. And the Neder, is when we return, then we're going to have three Blad of Gemara that are going to be an overview of Yisur Hana'a, B'chol HaTorah Kula, and you know, to take it like piece by piece, section by section, in terms of Ha'aros. Then we're going to move over into the world of Hana'a Shelo Kedarka, and then the world of Kavana and Hana, the Efshar v'Kamachave. And that's basically, you know, where we're headed for the near future. But we begin with the source of the Yisur Hana'a. Amar Chizkiya, Menayim l'chametz v'Pesach she'asur b'Hana'a, she'ne'emar lo ye'ochel chametz, Parasha Kadesh, lo ye'ochel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. Lo yehebo heter achila. Lo yehachel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. What over here does Chizkiya mean? It had the Torah simply said lo yochal chametz, it would have been iser of achila, because the Torah uses the nifal in the future, lo ye ochel chametz, like Roshana Haba tika save, right? Ye ochel, lo ye ochel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. So Rashi explains, lo ye ochel, midikarina lo ye ochel, mashma lo yehebo heter hamevi lidei shum achila, ustam hanaot lidei achila hem baot shelokeach bedamim davar ma'achal. What is Rashi over here pointing out? That what over here is lo yachel. How would you, or Arya Kaplan, want to write a translation of the Chumash al pi halacha? Yes. Don't do anything with chametz that will bring you to an achila. And you know, you may not be eating the chametz, but by selling the chametz, that would give you money, and you would go out and buy some bubble gum, and that's lo ye achel. That, you know, and so that translates into not being nehne, right? From the chametz. Just to give a little, maybe just a mashal hedyot, a parallel for those who aren't learning with us Hilchos Shabbos. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shabbos wants to divide the 39 avos malachos into two categories. Those where there is an iser to do an act, you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to sew, you're not allowed to build, and those where the iser is not the act, but rather it is the result. When you're not allowed to bring about a result. For example, in the world of Bishul, in the world of Afia, you're not cooking, the oven is cooking, the fire is cooking. You did an act that would bring about a certain result. The Iser is the result which is going to come about. In other words, how you do that act, there are a million and one ways of doing it. You could be putting a pot on the fire, you could be putting a fire under the pot, you can be removing something that's between a fire and the pot, any of those acts, but the act is not which is Usur, the result is Usur. So over here, the Torah doesn't say don't eat chametz. It says don't use the chametz in a manner that will bring about a result of eating. Within Hilchos Shabbos, the Chazon Ish goes through malacha by malacha, how, you know, is this a malacha not to do an act or not to set up a result? Let's say a malacha like seida, like trapping. Is the Iser to toss a net over a lion? Is that the Iser? Or is the Iser to set up a trap, and then the lion is going to get caught in the trap? Is that also a malacha d'oraisa, that you are bringing about a certain result via your action? So over here, that's what we have over here, according to Rashi, yes?
The way Rashi explains, does that potentially imply that if I would be nena in a way that Zichr doesn't bring about a filos, for example, I sold chametz to be used as
the bottom line is that it's aser b'hana, because stam hana osli de'achira hein ba'ot. So any, in other words, since most hanaos were going to bring about an achira in the end, so we're saying that the hana is going to be asur. I agree with you that there's a certain dochak within Rashi, because he's making assumptions that people behave in a certain manner, and that basically an army travels on its stomach, and the ikar of a person is to get gratification via eating, and so everything is like a means to an end. All the hanos are means to an end. But question is there an alternative to Rashi? Yes?
You just said something. You just said that most hanos bring to
Atila.
The time Rashi is saying,
stam.
Stam hanos, not rov.
You're 100% correct. I'm sorry, I take that back. Not rov, stam. Okay, 100%. Is there an alternative to Rashi? Could you have taken the same Gemara and learned it perhaps a bit differently? Let me read to you a line from the Rav Yonasan Miluniel. He says, "Shenemar lo yeochel chametz, have lemeimar lo yochal becholam kirchsiv lo tochlu kol nevela, ela midiko amar yeochel b'tzeiri tachat hayud." Mashma lo yehei bo heter achila afilu hanoa acheres. Is that Rashi? Lo yehei bo heter achila afilu hanoa acheres. That we're dealing over here with an iser hanoa per se. But where do you see in the word lo yehei achel an iser hanoa per se? That's what bothered Rashi. And what bothered Rashi is, how do you move from the pasuk to the result? Everyone agrees that from this word le'yachel you're going to get to an iser hana. Question is how. So Rashi said, because you're going to get hana, and then the money's going to go into your bank account, and then you have to put food on your table for Shabbos, and that's where the money is going to go to. So you are using this chametz in order to be able eventually to eat something, and that's the iser. The iser is to because of the stam, but as both Mendel and Sean pointed out, we have over here a problem in terms of stam. I mean, how do we define stam? And if we have a society where people are more into movies than food, or it's a question of clothing than food. Every society has this emphasis. That we're going to move over into Rav Avohu. I don't think that, in other words, over here the distinction is between ochal and ye ochel. Right? So move to the back of the Gemara for a minute, to the section of the Achronim, however you have it in your Gemara, and look at the Rashash. The Rashash doesn't quote Rav Yonatan Miluniel, because I'm sure the Rashash was totally unaware that Rav Yonatan Miluniel ever wrote a perish am Sachin. However, I think that what he is saying is going to help us to understand Rav Yonasan Miluniel. Okay, in some of your Gemaras, the Rashash is a separate section. Some of them it's under Hagos v'Chidushim, a collection of Achronim, and then you have to just look in. In my edition, it's on Daf Kaftes in the back of my Gemara, in the Talman Gemara, Hagos v'Chidushim. So the Rashash says as follows: Lo yechel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. Ayein pirish Rashi. Okay, looked at Rashi. Ulefi anias daiti. He wants to say something off the top of his head. Ulefi anias daiti, lo yechel mashma af l'kravim. This is not off the top of his head. This is the Yerushalmi alata. In other words, lo yechel. That's the source that in other words, it should not be eaten, not necessarily by a human being, but even by a kelev. When a kelev eats, then the man's connection to it is one of hana. If it's his own kelev, so he's saving on food. If it's someone else's kelev, it's the benefit of what he wants. He's a member of the ASPCI. He likes to feed stray dogs, so he's getting hana. Namely, within the lo yechel itself, you have a din of hana. Lo yochal goes to the person. The person should not eat. Lo yechel, it should not be eaten. It doesn't say by whom. It should not be eaten by dogs. It should not be eaten by guppies. It shouldn't be eaten by giraffes. It shouldn't be eaten. Shouldn't be eaten. That is a dinner hanoa klape the person. Umefarish dehu mitam hanoa v'hu adin kol hanoos. That's a very, very beautiful way of learning. What's the problem with that? If it's such a nice way of learning, and it is a Yerushalmi, so why do you think Rashi didn't learn like that? I know it's not a fair question, because, you know, Rashi doesn't have to necessarily follow a Yerushalmi, but you know, is there a chisaron in this approach? So, if you look down a bit in the Rashash, he raises a question. Ach l'cha'ora, so he raises a question, leaving aside the source text he brings, Ema, if according to my way of learning, Ema d'lo osra Torah ela hano'a shel kilui, dumia d'achila. V'chein, da-ta-ta-ta. And he leaves it as a question. Namely, that if we're going to learn goye achel means it shouldn't be eaten, even by klavim, then how do we know they're not allowed to sell chametz? In other words, maybe what the Torah does is it limits the Iser of Hana'ah to a Hana'ah of consumption as opposed to a Hana'ah in terms of your financial situation. If you learn like Rashi, so the point is whatever is going to bring you to a goal of eating, that's what's going to be Aser, and we were assuming that Stam Hana'os are going to bring you to a goal of eating. It's irrelevant if the chametz is going to be eaten, or it's going to be rubbed on your body, or it's going to be sold. You know, eventually it's going to end up in the fact that you're going to take advantage of the monetary value in order to be able to buy food. However, if we're learning like the Rashash's Nira Lafinius Daiti, or if you want to like the Yerushalmi, or if you want to like Rav Yonasan Miluniel. That it shouldn't be eaten, even if that eating is not being done by you, it's being done by someone from whom you're nehene. But b'cholzot, we're dealing with a hana of kiwi. What about the broader world of hana? No. What light bulbs does this light up in your head? Maybe what over here do we have shades of? What are we returning to? We've dealt with Hanoah a number of times, yeah? Exactly. Here we're coming back to Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. What is Aser B'Hanoah? What is Aser B'Hanoah? Are we saying that the chametz, in other words, that you're not able to get any benefit from the chametz, even financial benefit by selling it? Or are we saying, no, you're not allowed to use the chametz in terms of its essence, in terms of its body? You're not allowed to use it as a dye. You're not allowed to use it as a massage rub. You're not allowed to use it as a food. In other words, that the yitachen, that, you know, the svara of Rav Yonasan Miluniel, or that which the Rashash thinks about Lufinis Daito, and he asks the question, well, how do we know it goes beyond Hano'as Kiwi? Maybe it doesn't go beyond Hano'as Kiwi. Maybe Dafka, a Hano'ah of consumption, is that which is Aser, namely using the object itself, as opposed to Rashi, who takes for granted conventional wisdom of 99% of Rishonim, is that chametz is aser b'mechira, not allowed to sell chametz. And then Rashi can't learn the le'yachel like from the dog, because the dog is limited. The dog is the difference, only difference between the dog and the person is who's eating it. But the bottom line is it's being consumed, it's being eaten, and we wouldn't learn from that we would not be allowed to get financial benefit from the chametz. So, in other words, I understand the dohak in Rashi, but Rashi, you know, also has a goal to explain how we move from the pasuk lo yachel to an iser hana. So that, you know, which he points out, that we're not allowed to bring about a situation. We're not allowed to bring about a result. The direction of Rav Yonasan Miluniel and of the svara of the Rashash is much neater in terms of the pasuk, and we have Yerushalmi that backs it up. But it would limit hana. We wouldn't be able to go necessarily beyond a certain point within the world of Hanoah. Okay.
He's just talking about the possibility of what might come about.
Could be.
Necessarily what does come about.
Could be. Then you're back to Rashi to a certain degree. Okay. So anyway, that's Chizkiyah's Raya. Lo yeachel chametz is aser b'Hanoah. comes the Gemara and is medayik very properly in Chizkiya. Taima the kasav Rachmana lo yechel chametz. Ha lo kasav ha lo kasav lo yechel. Had it only written lo yochal as opposed to lo yechel, hava mina iser achila mashma iser hanoa lo mashma. Upliga de Ravavahu. The Amar Ravavahu kol makom shenemar lo yochal lo tochal lo tochu. Echad iser achila ve'echad iser hanoa. I'll read according to the Girsa in the side column. Bit mashma ad sheyifaret lecha kasuv kederech shepiret lecha b'nevela. Okay, and then it moves over into the fact that by nevela we have an explicit heter hanoa. Otherwise, we're going to assume that kol makom shene'emar lo yochal lo socha lo sochu. Echad iser achila ve'echad iser hanoa b'mashma. And this is all as opposed to Chizkiya, that had it said lo yochal chametz, only achila would have been b'mashma as opposed to hanoa. What over here is the machlokes between Rav Avohu and Chizkiya? What appears to be the core of the machlokes in terms of the yalfusa, in terms of how we learn out the Iser Hanoah. Where do they disagree on what point? Yes?
What the default value is.
What the
default value? What are you starting from and what's the exception?
Beseder, but in terms of what you're starting from, in other words, had the Pasuk said Lo Yochal, Chizkiya would have come up with one conclusion and Ravo would have come up with another conclusion. What lies behind their two conclusions? I mean, are we dealing over here with a halachic machlokes or with a philological machlokes? In other words, at what point are they cholik? Yes? We'll see, we'll come to that a bit later on, but you're dealing with the detail. I'm just asking in terms of the fact that Rav Avohu can learn out from Lo Yochal, and Chizkiya says you could not have learned out from Lo Yochal. Yes, Ephraim? Okay, in other words, what does the word Le'echol in the Binyan Kal mean in the Torah? In other words, it could very well be simply a philological machlokes as to what is Pshat. What is Pshat in the word Achila? So according to Chizkiya, pshat in the word achila is what we call eating, namely gratifying yourself by ingesting a food into your body. That's how we're going to define achila. And that's what when the Torah says lo tochala, means don't gratify yourself by ingesting this food into your body. You know, don't get benefit from this food in the manner that it'll go through your mouth and your digestive system. Well, according to Rav Avohu, v'hasne einenu ukal, that we have over here a concept of consumption as opposed to a net. In other words, that the word le'echol can have a broader meaning, and that can go back not only when you're dealing in the realm of eish, but even when it says lo tochal, is telling you don't consume, don't be a consumer of this product. And to consume means to get satisfaction by using it, that you're using the product, and by using the product you are receiving satisfaction. All of that would come under the concept of ochal. Namely, if you were to be writing a dictionary of Chumash, and you were to translate the word ochal, you could have two possible definitions, a narrow definition and a broad definition. And that could over here be what's behind the machlokes. That's what Ravo is telling us. He's giving us pshat in the psukim, and on that Chizkiya disagrees. Do we have a precedent for such an approach elsewhere in Chumash, where we're going to take the word le'echol and have perhaps a broader meaning of the word le'echol? So here Rav Lichtenstein brought the raya from the Gemara from the Mishnah in Be'a on Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, that over there the Mishnah points out to us that we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim, on Yontif, Lo yecham, lo yachem, I'm sorry, lo yachem adam chamin l'raglav. You shouldn't heat water to soak your feet in. Elo imken ru'uyin l'shtiyah, because then that's already ochel nefesh. But otherwise, this, you know, you shouldn't heat water for to soak your feet. Ubeisilo matirim. So the question is, l'chora, Beis Shammai is correct. It says in the Torah, achashe yochel l'chol nefesh, u'levado yeyaseh lachem, that the heter of malacha Anyantif is a heter of ochel nefesh. So Tosos al Atar was bothered by this, and who I didn't bet more than that, but I forgot to bring it up from the Beshanish, the Ran in on the Rif over there, it's on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and they just say one word that Beis Hillel holds of a concept called mitoch. Mitoch shehutra litzorech, hutra shelo litzorech. That once already you're allowed to do bishul for the purpose of baking potatoes, making French fries, you're also allowed to do bishul for the purpose of heating your home, you're also allowed to do bishul for the purpose of soaking your feet, etc. Now we have a din of mitoch, but that means that ochel nefesh means food, but we have a din of mitoch. However, if we open the Rambam to Hilchos Yamtif, right at the smack in the very beginning of Hilchos Yamtif in Perek Aleph, the Rambam has a very different formulation. Hilchos Yantef, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Tet Zayin, Rechitza, Vesicha, Hareihem, Bichlal, Achila, Ushtia, Ve'osen Osam, Biyomtov, Sheneemar, Achashe, Yachel, Lechol Nefesh, Lechol, Shetzorech, Haguf. Right? In other words, that the Rambam is telling us that over here the word Achila means consumption, means using it for your gratification, using it for your satisfaction. That, and therefore, the same way that you would heat in order to be able to eat something and be satisfied with it, you can heat in order to have a massage cream. You can heat in order to take a hot shower. That's all considered to be a heter, not of mitoch. Not doesn't say mitoch. Mitoch is Rashi and sorry, is the Ran and Tosfos over there on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Rambam says this is defined as ochel nefesh, and so we can say the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran and Yantif parallels the machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rav Avohu over here in the world of Pesach. That we have a philological machlokes as to what is pshat in the pasuk, namely that according to Rav Avohu, the pshat of lo yochal is don't get hanoah. The pshat of lo yochal is don't get hanoah, and since the Torah says lo sochal chametz, even though in one place it says lo yochal, we don't need that. Since the Torah says, you know, it's komach metzis lo tochlu, therefore it's aser b'hanoah. The problem with this approach is what Tosfos is going to raise, and then we'll see that maybe another approach. Look in Tosfos Alatar. Kol makom shenemar lo yochal means don't get hanoah. Lo yochal means don't consume, don't get gratification by using it. The imtom, or if so, yehi ne'ene b'chametz v'pesach b'kareis, d'chziv ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa. In other words, according to this approach that lo yochal means not to get hanoah, so then you should get kares on hanoah. As opposed to, according to Rav Avohu, we have this unique din over here of lo ye ochel. The Seder, we have a din of lo yochal, don't eat, and we did a din of lo ye ochel. So on lo ye ochel, you have a lav. On hanoah, you have a lav, a separate lav. But only kares is only on ki kol ochel chametz. V'nichrusa. It doesn't say koha lo ye ochel chametz nichrusa. Koha ochel nichrusa. According to Rav Avohu, ochel means eating. Lo ye ochel means hanoa. And over here, the kares is by the ochel. But according to Rav Avohu, ochel means hanoa. V'chite menachinami. Imkein v'lekamon. Deboi ma'ika ben chizki la Rav Avohu. It appears it's only mashmos hadorshim ika benayu. Lema diika benayu ha. That's a tremendous distinction. Are you chayev kares on hanoa chametz? I mean, for that, in other words, and the Gemara didn't raise that as a ikar benayu. So the Ri comes up with a very interesting distinction. Ve'omer Ri, de lo yochal, ve'lo tochal, yalfinan milo tochlu. Avo ki kol ochel, lo yalfinan milo tochlu. No, you tell me what Tosis is saying. Tosis is taking it, backtracking a little. According to Rav Avohu, if he was writing Rav Avohu's dictionary, how in other words, in the Havamin of Tosfos, when Rav Avohu would be explaining Ochel, how would he translate it? In the Havamin, right? Consume it, right? And in the Maskana of Tosfos, he would have two meanings. He says that the word Ochel has two meanings in the Torah. It can mean eating, it can mean consuming. How do you know which is which? If it's written in the negative, lo, then it means consuming. Then it's, the negative is the broad meaning. If it's written in the positive, ki kol ochel, then it means eating. In other words, we have two. The question is, what is the distinction between positive and negative? Why, if on the level of the lo ta'asa, when it's formulated in the Torah, and in the negative, then we're going to give it the broad meaning. And when it's formulated in the positive, then we're going to give it the narrow meaning. Yes? Over there it's right.
There it does have a broad meaning, even though it's not a low term. So it would be kind of limited, I guess, on the theater. You have to even...
Right. So, it's a low barur. The Ran uses the language, the Ran quotes Tosfos, and he ends up, the Einzer must speak. I mean, the distinction is a distinction, and it solves the problem. But there has to be an inner logic as to why it should be so. The fact that we can have two tracks is not an issue. In other words, many things in halacha go on two tracks, on two planes. But where do you see that in the negative that we're dealing with the broad plane, and in the positive we're dealing with the narrow plane? Yes?
Why is the emphasis on positive and negative? Maybe the emphasis should be on Sivui or Sivui.
Okay. Fine.
That's enough of a difference to say that it doesn't interfere with the rule.
Okay, I hear. In other words, Varon is offering a different distinction. Omeri, the lo yochal, where we have it sivui, the lo tochal, where we have it sivui, yalfinan milo tochu, where we have it sivui, and that means the broad definition. Avol ki kol ochel, where you have a description of a person falling off a cliff, ki kol ochel, then lo yalfinan milo tochu. That there we're going to. Okay, but again, we have the question of how do, you know, like, why. Right. You see, normally there is a machlokas we've shown him. How do we view suffik d'oraisa? When you have a suffik as to what something means in the Torah, or you have a question of this is suffik chelev. So most Rishonim hold suffik d'oraisa mi d'oraisa l'chumra. You can't eat it mi d'oraisa. There's a Rambam that says that suffik d'oraisa mi d'oraisa is mutar. Torah only asked vaday chelev. The Torah only allows you to use a vaday esrog. Anything which is suffik doesn't come into the world of the Torah. So if we have a suffik as to what a word means, so then only the limited meaning would be a vaday. The broader meaning would be a suffik. But then, you know, but then my nafkamina between a story or a tzivui. In any case, Tosis has to grapple with this issue because he's understanding, as Ephraim pointed out, that the machlokes over here between Rav Avohu and Chizkiya is on the philological plane. It's on the question of dictionary definitions. Yes?
Yeah, so clear, maybe the maskana is not the machlokes. The machlokes is just about how you...
So this is where the Ran comes in. So the Ran says, V'li nir'eh. In order to answer Tosis's question, rather than stick with our framework and get stuck with a zelo maspik, coming up with a distinction which has a certain artificiality to it, namely that it solves the problem, but it doesn't really give us a direction. So maybe our whole assumption is wrong. Maybe Rav Avohu and Chizkiya have a different machlokes altogether. V'li nira, I Rabbi Avohu have yolef mina vela, the miloshon achila mashma hanoa. In other words, if according to our previous assumption that we have machlokas and dictionary definitions, then the bottom line should be that you're chayav an hanoa, you're chayav koris an hanoa contra avohu. Maybe Tosis's question is super powerful. Aval, but maybe it's not Rav Avohu. Maybe really Rav Avohu, Aval Rabbi Avohu, dina hu di yolef minavela. lo mi mishmutei derishna ki hechi derav Yehuda yalef dina me osa lo mi mashmeusei v'hachi kamar Rabbi Avahu vaday lo tochal achila mashma. If you're asking in the dictionary definition, even Rabbi Avahu agrees to et chizkia. Lo sochal means don't eat. V'lo hanoa, it doesn't mean don't be nehene. Umihu midashari rachmana hanoa b'nevela v'lo itzterich v'gruye osa dekol ravi dekavasei mitzri nami b'hanoa afal pi she'ena b'chlal loshon achila. Now we're not dealing over here with dictionary definition. Dictionary definition is eating. However, we're dealing over here with the halacha. The halacha is, just like when the Torah says the word aid, it means two aidim. When the Torah says the word tochal, the dictionary definition is eating. But the halachic definition is, don't be nehene. Unless you're going to find the pasuk telling you, be nehene, the Torah is adding on. The halacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is adding a layer on top of the word lo tochal. In other words, to mean that we have over here an Isur not only of Achila, but also an Isur of Hanoah. So it's not a question that this is pshat in the word, but rather we're dealing over here with an added layer. We're dealing over here with an additional layer. This is a halacha. This is it's a drasha. Like Chizkiah is Doresh in Lo Ye Yochel, Rav Avahu is Doresh in the fact that we don't have over here a pasuk to be matya. L'glu Ye Osa, the Kol Ravi de Kavasei Mitzirei Af Behanoah, okay? The Lechora, this is the question of the Girsa. The word bimashma means mashma otakra. The word mashma means halachically this is the conclusion. That little bet changes the whole thing. Tosos had the Girsa bimashma, or at least he learned bimashma. We're dealing over with mashmaos, the pshat of the pasuk, the dictionary definition. And then you're up against the stone wall in terms of kares, and you have to come to the chiluk, and the chiluk has to make sense. So the Ram says, maybe bichlal, the machlokis is on a totally different plane. The machlokis is that everyone agrees that lo sochal means to eat, but we have a halacha. The question is, where is the halacha learned out from? Is it learned out from lo yeachel, that's chizkiah, or is it learned out from the world of Nevela, where we have an additional pasuk, and then we have a halacha that any time the Torah says don't eat, we have an additional iser of hanoah on top of the iser, but on that additional iser, you're not going to be chayav kares, right? In other words, when the Torah says ki kol ochel, in other words, yes.
Why shouldn't it go so far as to apply ki kol ochel? Meaning, some be saying that whenever there's an issue of achila, the first one is the issue of achila.
Whenever we have a lav of achila. Whenever we have a lav of achila, when the Torah says lo tochal, that lav of achila is going to include hanoah, unless otherwise. And what's here is where Rav Aaron's distinction comes in. Where the Torah has a tzivui, so that tzivui, the halacha is, we have an additional layer. But if there's no tzivui, then there's no additional layer. And in lo ki ochel ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrus, that's not a tzivui. So there we go back to pshat. Pshat of lo tochal means to eat. So what Rav Aaron said fits in beautifully in terms of the Ram. In other words, to fit in Tosas, Yitzchak Tosas is saying, but then how do we know? What's if it's dictionary definition, how do you know when you use this definition? How do you know when you use that definition? Yes? It's very interesting you're saying, but the language of the Ran is v'tirei tzri datatam v'linira datatam. Generally, a linira is not an explanation of the re, but rather I'm offering an alternative to the re. Yes.
Essentially, he doesn't understand that this is what the re meant, but we could easily.
We could do it. You could put this right. You could say that the re himself changed horses in midstream. In other words, that between the Avim and the Maskana, he changed. But what the Ran says it very clearly in the re. You know, it's really lumdish to put it in. It fits into, in other words, we would be able to fit it in. But the ikar chasim and hasefer. The ikar is that the word changes. The word ochel does not mean hanaa. That's our havamina. The havamina, the word lo sochlu means hanaa. Now we're saying no. The word lo sochlu means eating. But we have a halacha. We have a halachic framework. In which we say that anywhere where the Torah doesn't permit hanoah, that on top of the Isur Achila there's going to be a new Isur hanoah, a separate Isur hanoah, and that, in other words, is it's going to be a separate Isur that doesn't fit into the world of Kares. Okay, so in any case, at this point, we have At this point, we have two explanations of Rav Avohu. Either that Rav Avohu is being cholik on Chizkiya in terms of a dictionary definition, or he's being cholik in a halacha. Nafkamina, do we have an issue of kares? Is kares an issue that we have to deal with? Okay, let's. So far, the Gemara is understood. Let's look in the Rambam now and see what we find within Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, where the Rambam is formulating his halachos in Perek Tetzayim of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. We have two halachos that are back to back. I'm sorry, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. Perek Ches Halacha Tesvav. Kol makom shene'emar b'Torah, lo tochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, lo yochal, echad isur achila, ve'echad isur hana'a b'mashma, ad sheyifrot lecha hakasuv, kederech sheyifaret lecha b'nevela. Shene'emar ager asher b'sharecha titnena v'achala, u'kechelev, shene'emar bo, ye'ase lecha malacha, O ad sheyitparesh b'torah shebal pesh u'muter b'hana'a, gon shkotzim remasim dam, eivir menachai gid hanoshe, shekol eilu mutorim b'hana'a mipi akabola, afal pi shehen asurin b'achila. Now, Zarama over here gives us a summary of the next two blad of Gemara, that we're going to have to check every Isur, does it fit into Rav Avohu's klal? But he's passing like Rav Avohu. Right? That's clear. Rav Avohu passing like Rav Avohu. Which Rav Avohu is Rav Avohu passing like? That is unclear. He's just quoting the Gemara. Is it the Rav Avohu of the way of the Ri, the way the Ran understood the Ri? Is it the Rav Avohu of the Ran? That's unclear, yes?
In terms of what Rabbi brought up earlier by the Mashma and the Mashma distinction, would that be relevant here?
Certainly it would be relevant, but I don't have a Frankel Rambam in front of me. I'm reading from the classic text, and so the fact that is the Mashma doesn't mean anything. Okay. Then the problem, however, is Halacha Tetzayin. Kol ma'achal shehu asur v'hana'a, im nehene v'lo achal kegon shemachar o nosam la'akum o leklavim. This we dealt with earlier in terms of the broadness of the Isur Hana'a, not only to your Kelev, but to any Kelev, that's what appears. Eino loke, umakinoso makas mardus, v'hadamim mutarim. Namely, even though, the Rambam just said one halacha ago, that anytime the Torah says, lo tochal, it includes an Isur Hana'a, namely the Isur Hana'a is midoraisa, b'chol zot, there is not going to be malkos on that Isur Hana'a midoraisa. Here the question is, why? Why should there not be Malkos on an Isur Hana'a if we're dealing with an Isur D'oraisa? All Isurim D'oraisa that are Lav She'esh Bo Maisa have Malkos. What over here is the Chisaron? So Al Atar, we have a Magid Mishnah who offers a very, very technical solution. Most Isurim in the Torah are only going to be Osur Derech Hana'atan. This is a sugi we're going to learn later on. That you have to be nehene derech hana'atan. If you have a food, something which is edible, and you are being nehene from it, not derech achilatan, but you're being nehene from it. Let's say, for example, you have a stick of butter, and instead of spreading it on your bread and eating it, you go ahead and you use it as a hand cream. So we're dealing with something which is edible that you're using as a hand cream. So it says the Magid Mishnah, that by definition is shelo kederech hana'atan. The definition of derech hana'atan of ochlin is to eat them. Using an ochel for anything other than eating is by definition shelo kederech hana'atan, and that's why there are no malkos. In other words, that it's built in, that the moment we're dealing with a food called ma'achal, right? So the Isur Hana'a of a food is by definition shelo kederech hana'atan, because derech hana'atan of a food is to eat it. If it were not to be edible, then certainly that would be a derech hana'atan. But the moment that it's edible, that's shalok a derech hana'atan. Namely, French perfume, which according to the books, is supposed to be edible. They don't denature the alcohol. It's you know. So to use it as perfume is shalok a derech hana'atan, because you can drink it. So why use it as perfume? In other words, what over here is the, I'm trying to point it to you. What over here is the Achilles heel of the Magid Mishnah?
Foods are usually not
great. I know. It's who's doing this? Who's defining? In other words, is this like your mother defining? Don't, you know? Is this food? Don't leave food on the table. You know? Or it's people, children are starving in China. You know, so don't, you know, perfume, give it to people in China to drink. You know, it's why are you not putting it behind your ear? In other words, who says this is shel kederach hana'atan? You know, it's maybe for me, cocoa butter is good to put on scars rather than eating. Right? In other words, it's very, very relative, l'chora, what's derech hana'atan or not. So that's not, you know, the end of the world, because hey, that's halachic definition. Halachic definition is that we don't compare other hana'os to eating. Eating is the supreme hana. Eating is the Torah gave us Gan Eden, kol etz hagan ochal tochal. Adam Rishon wasn't told you can use it for massages, for hand cream. You know, etz hagan ochal tochal. You should eat it. That's considered to be derech hana'atan. But the problem is, yes.
Coming.
Okay, we'll catch that in a minute. Yes?
And what do you do with milking the plovin? Because then it is being eaten by something.
No, but anything which, any ma'achal, the Ram used the word ma'achal means it can be eaten by a human being. So to take human food and give it to an animal, that's considered to be shalok kederach hana'atan. To feed an ice cream sandwich to a donkey, that's shalok kederach hana'atan. If donkey enjoys it. To feed fodder to a donkey, that's derech hana'atan. But in other words, if something is roi l'achila for a person, taking it down a level, either using it for, you know, it's for as a hand cream, or giving it to an animal, that's already considered to be a form of shalok kederech hana'atan. That's the Magid Mishnah's approach. The problem with is it, you know, it's sort of it's jarring because of who's to define what's kederech and what's not kederech. But also we have yisurim which go beyond derech hana'atan. Let's say basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is also even shalok kederech hana'atan. And yet we don't find that in Basar v'chalav you get malkos for hana. Namely that the Rambam over here doesn't distinguish which yisur we're talking about. He doesn't mention anything over here about derech hana'atan. The Magid Mishnah introduces it. But the Rambam, you know, it's l'chor is across the board. But the Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Yud mentions that there are yisurim, that's asur, even shalok kederech hana'atan. Kilei HaKerem, Orla, are asur even shalok kederech hana'atan. And doesn't over here, he's not distinguishing. So let's move over to the direction I think that Aaron was moving, and that we have another Rambam in a totally different realm, but I think that it'll help us to understand over here as well. The Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis in Krisus in Perek Gimel mentions what he calls the Nakuda Nifla. I don't know how to say it in Arabic, which was the Rambam, he wrote the Perish of Mishnayis in Arabic, but all the translations translated as Nakuda Nifla. It's known as the Rambam was proud of this chiluk that he's making. The realm that he's talking about is the realm of Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. That we have a halacha that if something is aser because of Iser X, then Iser Y has no room to be chal. In other words, let's say if I'm not allowed to eat nevela, and then I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat nevela, so the shvua doesn't get off the ground. It's a shvua shav. Ein Iser Chal Iser. This is already aser. In other words, not adding anything. However, if the Iser is an Iser Mosif, if it adds qualitatively to the degree of Iser, for example, so I add Nevela, which is Aser Ba'achila, and now I'm Makdish it, and if I'm Makdish it, there's going to now be an Iser of Hana'a, that's going to be Chal. Namely, if I can raise the ante, I can take something which is Aser Ba'achila, and I can add an Iser Hana'a. If something's already Aser Ba'achila, I can't add another Iser Achila. If something is aser b'achila, I can add an iser hana'ah. However, says the Rambam, if, let's say, I have nevela, which is meat that wasn't shechted properly, and now I cook it with milk. So, l'chor, I would say, that's an iser mosif. Nevela is aser b'achila. when we're dealing with meat and milk, it's asr b'achila and hana. That should be asr. In other words, I should have over here an additional isr. No. There's a difference between hekdesh and basar v'chalav. That's the nekuda nifla of the Rambam. What's the difference? In other words, why? In other words, if I'm adding hekdesh, that's considered to be an isr mosif. That's going to add to the... That's going to add qualitatively to the isr. Is the nekuda nifla in here? Sometimes they put a perish. No, they didn't put it. Okay. You have it? Okay. Thank you. I received the email. I just didn't print it out. Even underlined. Okay. V'yesh b'dvareinu eila nekuda nifra'a ni'ira leha. Lefi shehi mafteach li'inyanim acherim nosaf lema sheyesh ba midiyuk ha'iyun. V'hi. Min hayadua shebasar v'chalav asar b'hana. Right? The Torah says, lo sebashu gedi b'chayvimot three times. Once yisr achila, once yisr hana, once yisr bishul. V'chaylev, derech mashal, futer b'hana. Im bishul chaylev b'chalav. Chaylev is meat. Im bishul chaylev b'chalav. Ma tam lo yochol yisr basar v'chalav, lo yisr chaylev. Huadim min nevela. Why shouldn't we add another yisr? V'yoso yisr mosif, k'mo shamarnu, kan b'cheilev ha-kodshim b'chiyachnu ha-achilas o'mi'ilu. When you add a din of kodshim to cheilev, then that's an Isser Mosif. If you're adding an Isser Hanah, why don't we do that also in the world of basar b'chalev? Hatshuva l'kach shebasar b'chalev lo ne'esar b'hanah ela machmas she'asar ha-kasuv achilaso l'fi ha-klal she'bi'arnu shekol she'ne'esar b'achila ne'esar lehenot bo ad she'yifaret l'cha ha-kasuv. Ve'ein bo pasuka oser achilaso, ve'isur ha'oser lehenot bo. Ela shnei dvarim yachad heim, isur v'basar v'chalav. U'kamo she'amarnu, ein isur chal isur. Ve'fikach lo yochol isur v'basar v'chalav, isur nevela, harei lo yehei asur b'hano, ela yehei muter b'hano, ve'ochlo lo kemishum nevela, ve'yered isur v'basar v'chalav l'gamrei, lefi shelo chal. Now, what over here is the Rambam pointing out? He's explaining what he meant by Rav Avahu. He's explaining, what did I mean to say when the Klal Shebi'arnu Shekola Ne'asar Ba'achila Ne'asar Lehanos Bo Ad Sheyefaret L'cha HaKasuv? Which is this? Is this Tosfos? Or is this the Ran? Is this Tosfos that the word Achila means Hana'a? Or the Re, you know, at least in the Havamina. That the word Achila means Hana'a? Or that wherever we have an Isar Achila, on top of that we have halachically a layer of an Isar Hana'a, unless the Torah goes in and tells us that we don't have. The latter one, he says, black on white. Shekol ha-ne'asar ba'achila, ne'asar lehonos bo'ad sheyefaret l'cha ha-kosuv, namely that the Isur starts off as an Isur achila. Once we have an Isur achila, then the Isur hanoah kicks in. But if we have chelev, which is already asar ba'achila, the Isur achila of basar v'chalav can't get off the ground. And if the Isur achila can't get off the ground, then the Isur hanoah, which is riding on its shoulders, is not going to get off the ground. Namely, when we have an Isur Hanoah qua Isur Hanoah, Mi'ila is an Isur Hanoah qua Isur Hanoah. So previously I had an Isur Achila, now I have an additional Isur Hanoah. According to Tosfos, that the word Lo Tochal means don't be Nehene, so that's like Mi'ila. In other words, we have over here a Isur Hanoah qua Isur Hanoah. That's what the word Lo Tochal means. But if you look like the Ran, the word Lo Tochal means don't eat. But wherever we're going to have an Isur Achila, we're going to have an Isur Hanoah coming up and behind it. But if that Isur Achila is not going to be able to be Chal, because Ein Isur Chal Isur, the Isur Hanoah is also not going to be able to be Chal. That would explain the Rambam over here. What am I talking about? What does Rambam say by us? That when we have an Isur Hanoah, which is built on Kol Makom She'amra Torah, Lo Socha, Lo Sochu, etc., that this means that it's also Asr B'Hana'ah, but there's not going to be Malkos on the Isr Hana'ah. Why not? Not because it's Shlo Kederach Hana'asar, but simply, it's not an independent Isr. It's not in the Torah. This is not Pshuto Shel Nikra. We have a Halacha Moshe Misinai, that whenever the Torah says Lo Tochal, on top of that we have an Isr Hana'ah, but that doesn't, you know, that's, That's not beferish b'Torah. There's not going to be any malchus in that which is not beferish b'Torah. This is an ancillary iser which enters in once the iser achila is chal. But the Torah basically asers achila. And on top of that, we have on a doraisa plane an iser hana. But this is a yesh me'ayin. This is something which is not black and white in the Torah. This is something that once the iser achila is chal, this is also chal. However, for the same reason or parallel reason, that we're not going to have, we're going to say ein iser chal iser, it's not independent. So over here also, we can add in for that same reason, is that there's not going to be malchus. Namely, we're dealing over here with an iser of a different nature, an iser which is not in the Torah. It is doraisa, but it's not pshat of the pasuk. That is something which is not going to be malchus. Yes.
Why does he assume
Sorry, the Rambam has a different source for
the one who says that there was
what?
That
way.
It explains why it's not a kasha.
Right, but the here also. I'll find it for you later. The Rambam, you know, was bothered by that, and he's dorish it differently. I'll have to find it. Okay, so what we have up to this point is as follows: that according to Chizkia, the word lo tochal means don't eat. The word, what we have in Pesach is a lo yeyachel, and we have two understandings of lo yeyachel, either Rashi's understanding or the Rav Yonasan Miguel understanding, and could be nafkamina is exactly what is the Iser Hana, only to use the chametz or even to get financial benefit from the chametz. Within Rav Avohu, we also have two understandings, what the Macholkes Rav Avohu and Chizkia. Either Avohu is cholek head-on with Chizkiya as to what the word lo yochal means. Does it mean lo teheneh? Or no, the word lo yochal, he agrees, means lo yochal. But on top of that, we have a new Easter of Hana'ah, unless the Torah is mefarit for you. That's Machokas Tosfos, at least in the Havamina and the Ran. And the Nafkamina, of course, is the Easter Kares. And another Nafkamina would be the Rambam Shita that there's no Malkos. Namely, that the moment that we're dealing with a layer which is not in the Torah, which is once you have an Iser Achila, then we have this new layer that comes in, the Rambam understands it's not going to be Malkos. The problem just is when we go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. We open the Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, then we find in Perek Aleph two halachos that appear to be out of sync. Perek Aleph, halacha beis. Hachametz u'pesach osur b'hana. So far, so good. Shene'emar, lo ye'achel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. The Rambam over here quotes Chizkiyah. In Hilchos Malchulos Asurios, Macholot Torah Kula, he paskin the Krav Avohu. Chametz of Pesach, he quotes Chizkiyah. A. B. Chizkiyah he quotes a second time in a different context, a context which Chizkiyah Lechora was not involved in at all. Ha'ochel Halchazayin, Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo bepesach, kol shehu, ha'reza osr min ha'torah. Had the Rambam simply ended at that point, that would have been fine. We have a din b'chol ha'torah kula of chatzi shir. Macholkes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is midoraisa or midrabanan, we pass like Rav Yochanan, chatzi shir is osr min ha'torah, because the Torah says kol chelev. Chelev, kol chelev. Even chatzi shir is osr min ha'torah. To get malkos, that's only on the kezayis, but the chatzi shir is also min ha'torah. The Rambam paskins ha'ochel min ha'chametz asum v'pesach kol shehu hareza also min ha'torah she'ne'emar lo ye'ochel. She'ne'emar lo ye'ochel. Rafal pikein eino chayiv kareis or korban ela al hashir shehu kezayis. Ba'ochel pachos min kezayis v'mezid makanos or makas marders. What's going on over here? Why bring in? In other words, we have a double issue. Why b'chal bring in Chizkiyah? We pass like Rav Avoh. The Rambam passes like Rav Avoh. Who needs Chizkiyah? And if we're going to bring in Chizkiyah, why bring it in terms of Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir is also min ha'Torah because of Kol Chelev. In other words, that the Rambam appears to have a shita over here. But what is a shita? Why over here would the Rambam feel that Rav Avohu would not be sufficient, or that the din of Kol Chelev of Kol HaTorah Kula would not be sufficient, and we have to bring in we have to bring in Chizkiyah to explain why there's an Isur Hana'ah and why there's a din of Chatzi Shir? So Al Atar Lecha Mishnah, this is a classic Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah would not have done very well in YU. In other words, the Rambam is Lav Dafka, that the Rambam didn't mean that we pass like Chizkiyah. We need to pass like Rav Avohu. And certainly we have the din of Kol Chelev. But, it's, you know, we have this Beferish Apostle, why not bring it in? Why not simply put things on the table in an easy way? Why have to build on drushas when over here we have it black and white? That's Lecha Mishnah over here, Perek Aleph HaChadeh, Reish Perek Kol Shah, Chizkiyah Ravo Plige, Chizkiyah Savar Tatatam, and the Af HaGadah Perek Ches, Nihilkos Malchosur, Pasach Rabbeinu Karavahu, Kosef Kan Taim Moshel Chizm Nei Shikra, Miyutar Pashat Yoser. Because of Haran Zatam, they should time Mashal Chizki who poshet Yoser. Veravol lo cholak alav, ela mosif alav, that he lo sochlu Yisur Hanoa. L'kach hiviyu osov b'halachos of Barabeinu. Just l'hagdil Torah l'hadira. The Rambam is just taking the easy way out. Okay, if we don't want to learn like Lecha Mishnah, then how do we learn? So I'd like to offer two options. One Rav Lichtenstein offered, and another one, in other words, I'd like to offer. The one that Rav Lichtenstein offered in his Shir Kali was based on a Ramban. Excuse me. Based on the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah over there says, "Bonim atem Hashem Hashem Elokeichem, lo tesim korcho ben einechem, am kadosh atem Hashem, b'chol bachar Hashem liyosu liyam segula mikol ha'amim." Rav Lichtenstein sort of related to this pasuk last night in his Tshuva Drasha, that the Rashi, he didn't quote it, but the Rav quotes a number of times. It says, "Ki am kadosh ata," Rashi says, "Kedushas atzmacha me'avotecha va'od u'b'cha b'char Hashem," that every Jew has part of Knesset Yisrael, Kedushas Atzmecha Me'avotecha, and then he's an individual that has a unique individual Kedush as well. He has his individual aspect and he has his Tzibur aspect. So, in any case, the next Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. So the Ramban, Al-Atar, explains that Hinei Ratza Lehosef Biur Ma'acholim Ha'asurim L'kach Omar Kol To'eva. Lahagid ki ha ne'esarim nit'avim l'nefesh tahora. The inyan called tiuv sina umius kinit av devar hamelach kol ochel titaev nafsham hamachalim haasurim gasim yolidu v'chule. Namely, that macholas asuros are disgusting, spiritually disgusting, and as being spiritually disgusting, we should realize that we're hurting ourselves by eating these spiritually disgusting foods. We're hurting ourselves spiritually, etc. It's not just that Torah arbitrarily chose certain X and Y and said it was usher, but there's something innate which is spiritually usher, which is spiritually disgusting. That's kind of to'eva. And then he continues that this doesn't relate to all isurim, but rather he says, in other words, that over here, lohiskir hatrefa. Trefa is not listed. This is introduction to the animals and the birds and the fish that are asur b'achila. They're all to'eva. There's something disgusting about a fish without fins and scales, a bird which is a dores, an animal that doesn't chew its cud. It's a to'eva. However, what's not listed over here, lohiskir hatrefa, she'enena to'eva. The fact that we have an animal, we would have said, Pastor Siata, have we had an animal that has an organic defect, and therefore, it's according to Chazal, would not live a year because it has a hole in its lung or a hole in its certain brain membrane, etc., etc. Eino teva ne'esrav ne'ha eres o ha'choli ha'memes shelo yazik ochlav. Anyway, that's a technical matter. That Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be physically healthy, and therefore he asked the treifa. But it's not on the same level as ma'acholos asuras. So Rav Chisim wanted to say, if you had to take chametz on Pesach and put it in a category, would you call it to'eva, or would you call it more similar to treifa, that the Torah asked it for whatever reason, but it's not a mius. It's not something which is a tiyuv, which is a sin of v'chulei v'chulei. So Rav Chisim felt the latter. You certainly disagree in terms of Kabbalah, you know, that Chametz on Pesach is like the Yetzahara, and it's, you know, or it's any, even the Mashahu, and that's what we do a Bedika, v'chulei v'chulei. But the fact you have something which is Mutzer 51 weeks of the year, and Osir 1 week of the year, would show that we don't have over here something innate in terms of the Chametz. But what the Torah asked it for the reasons of, you know, what the symbolism, etc., etc. But it's not a Tiyuv. So when you're dealing with something which is a Tiyuv, then we have the principle that the word ochel always has the iser hanah riding on its back, because this is so disgusting, you don't have anything to do with it, you don't get hanah from it, etc. But in chametz of Pesach, you can't apply that principle because it's not necessarily to you. And so who are then in terms of chatzi shir? When something is disgusting innately, it's a mess, then even a small amount of it would be yosem. Hashem ken, if we're dealing with that which the Torah asserd. However, the Torah asked it for 1 week. Maybe it has classic shiurim. Kazayis is asr, less than kazayis is mutter. Kamash malan, loye achel. Namely, the loye achel comes to fill in a missing gap. It comes in because chametz on Pesach by its nature is of a different kiln. It's basically more kal. It's more lenient than other yisurim. They don't have the aspect of to'eva in chametz on Pesach. Okay, it's a pass. You know, that's where, now clearly it's not the Gemara, right? That's not what the sugya is telling us. But the Gemara doesn't make this distinction. However, within the Rambam, maybe that's possible. But again, you have to assume the Rambam also agrees with the Ramban in terms of tueva. That we don't know how the Rambam learns the pasuk.
The Gemara has treifa by
Okay, it's not the Gemara. You have to. Okay, but I'm mentioning because Rav Chisim mentioned it in his Chazar Hashir. Can we perhaps build on something that we already spoke about to explain the Rambam, sort of, if you want to, lishi tato? So we're trying during the course of the year is to learn Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, mitzad the Gemara and the Rambam, to build a structure. So we think in terms of perhaps other halachos that we may have learned, and it's, you know, some unique aspects of chametz on Pesach that maybe the Rambam over here is pointing out a different direction in which chametz would be unique. Let me read to you a Rambam that we already learned once. And let's try and remember how we were Medayik in the Rambam. Mitzchila Shah Shishis Yeh HaChametz Aser Ba'achila Ubahana'a Kol Shah Shishis Midivrei Sofrim Shah HaChamishis Ein Ochlin Ba'achametz Gezerah Mishum Yom HaMa'unan. Right, we have a Shah Shishis Shah HaChametz Aser Ba'achila Ubahana'a Shah HaChamishis Ein Ochlin Ba'achametz. And then we point out, Rambam continues, that ha'ochel chametz b'shoah shishis makin oso makas mardis va'ochel mitchila shoah shviyis loke. What distinction did we make? Again, this is on a drabbanan plane between the chametz in the sixth hour and the chametz in the fifth hour.
On the fifth hour is an esther of the person eating it, and the sixth hour is an esther of the chametz being eaten.
Okay. That the sixth hour is the Iser of the Chametz being eaten. The Chametz being eaten, we call it Iser Chefza. The fifth hour was on the person eating the Chametz, we called it Iser Gavra. Nafkamina was in terms of Malkos. Why? Because the Rambam is comparing the sixth hour to Pesach. The sixth hour is an extension of Pesach. On Pesach we have an Iser Chefza, that's extended into the sixth hour. The fifth hour, that's a new Iser Drabbana and an Iser Gavra, and that comes along without Malkos. The Rambam says by Macholos Asuros in general, in Perek Ches, Kol makom she'ne'emar b'Torah lo tochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, lo yochal, echad iser achila ve'echad iser hana'a b'mashma. Back in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, HaChametz bePesach Aser b'Hana'a sheNe'emar Lo Yeyochel Chametz Lo Yehevo Heter Achila. Reuven. Right. This is a general question. How do we view Ma'acholos Asuros? Are Ma'acholos Asuros an Iser Gavra or are they an Iser Chefza? Clearly, according to the Ramban of Toeva, they're an Iser Chefza. There's something in the Chefza per se which is problematic. However, the Rambam doesn't speak of it in those terms. The Rambam speaks in the terms of the Torah. The Torah says, lo tochal, lo tochal, lo tochal relates to the person. The person shouldn't eat, and the person, the moment he has an Iser of Achila, on top of that we have an Iser of Hanoi, Pasan the Karev HaVahu. However, Chametz on Pesach, we pointed out, is unique. Chametz on Pesach is a lo ye'ochel. It should, it should not be eaten. The core of the Iser over here is not on you, it's on it. It should not be eaten. Ich is also Aser Bahano. Exactly how the Rambam learns Iser Hanoah, like Rashi or the Maram Chava or the Rav Yonasan Milunil, I'm not sure. But it's relating to the it. Namely, that the Rambam over here is saying that Chametz is unique. Chametz is unique. And that we have an Iser Chefza. When we have an Iser Gavra, how much do you have to eat in order for it to be Aser? When we're dealing with the level of an Iser Gavra. A kezayis, because you do a maisa achila. What's aser is for the individual to do a maisa achila. When the cheftza is aser, how much is aser? Even a kolshu, it's an iser in the cheftza. So that's where the Rambam brings in the din of lo ye achel twice. In other words, once at the very beginning, where he wants to tell us this is the din of chametz. We have over here an iser cheftza. This iser cheftza moves over into the sixth hour midrabanan, even with malkos. But Masha'en came, the special Easter Drabbanon of the fifth hour, that's a totally separate Easter. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Here, a chametz v'pesach aser b'hanah. Now we don't have aser lehenot me'achametz v'pesach. Hachametz v'pesach aser b'hanah. The subject of the sentence is chametz v'pesach. Sheneemar lo ye'ochel chametz. The subject is chametz, not the person lo tochal, lo ye'ochel chametz, lo ye'hebo heter achila. Then he continues in halacha zayin. If that's the situation that we have over here in Isachetza, ochel min chametz atzma pesach kol shu areza aser min haTorah. Sheneemar lo ye'ochel. Just what? We have a shear. We have, like in all the worlds, we have, even in Yisrachetz, you can have a shear. So we have a shear of kezayis, but it's not because of that we don't have over here. It's not because we have an Yisr Gavra that the shear comes in. Even though it's an Yisr Chefza, right? Even though, Afal Pi Kain, Eino Chayef Kares, Okarba, and Ela Al HaShir, Shehu Kezayis. But in essence, the Chametz itself is Osir. So what the Rambam is telling us is that Rav Avohu's halacha over here is unique to chametz on Pesach. Rav Chizkiya. Amar Chizkiya, minayin l'chametz a Pesach she'asar b'hano'ah, she'ne'amar l'yeochal chametz. Namely, according to Chizkiya, this is, you know, it's once we're dealing with this Yisr Chefza, the Yisr Hano'ah is built into the Yisr Chefza. You don't have to go to anything else. You don't have to look elsewhere. The Gemara says, what's mashir from Chizkiya is, had we only had an Yisr Achila, it wouldn't have been Osir Bahanoah. On that, Rav Avohu disagrees. Rav Avohu has a different drasha, that the moment that we have an Yisr Achila, you also have an Yisr Hanoah. But within Chametz and Pesach, you don't have to come on to that. You don't. What? The Gemara says that perhaps, according to Chizkiya, we don't know, if we only would have had the Pasuk of Lo Tochal, perhaps we would have had a Hefer. Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Rav Avohu says, no. We don't know what Chizkiya holds, right? So but that's not relevant for the Rambam. What's relevant for the Rambam is not what Chizkiya would have held in other Yisurim. What's relevant for the Rambam is that Chametz is an Yisur Chefza, and it's a lo yei ochel, and that brings about the Yisur Hanoah as well. But that's dafka by Chametz. All other Yisurim, there we have Rav Avohu, we have an Yisur Gavra, and on top of the Yisur Gavra of Achila, the Torah, as the Ran said, introduced a new halacha of an Yisur Hanoah on top of the Yisr, but that's an Yisr Hanoah without Malkos, because it's a Harchava. It's on top of the Yisr Achila. If the Yisr Achila doesn't get off the ground, that Yisr Hanoah doesn't get off the ground either. But Chametz remains like Chizkiya. So in other words, you can learn the Gemara like the Rambam without any problem. The Gemara says, according to Chizkiya, Chametz is Asur Bahanoah, because it says Lo Yachel. It's Yisr Chefza. What would have been, according to Chizkiya, had it said Lo Yochal? We don't know. Rav Avohu says that anytime it says Lo Yochal, that alone is enough. Okay, so that's a hadin b'chol haTorah kula. You could apply it to chametz on Pesach, but the Rambam doesn't apply it to chametz on Pesach. He learns chametz on Pesach, and therefore he has it's also b'mashehu. Afal pikein, you need a shear. We don't find in the world of Machal Sasuris, afal pikein, you need a shear. There we're dealing with an Isur Gavra. Don't eat. Eating is defined as kezayis. We have a chiddush that kol chelav, that we have an Isur even less than a kezayis because of chazilut tarufei, because of, you know, that it can turn into a kezayis. But that's not in chametz and Pesach. Okay, so what we said earlier in the name of Revelvel, etc., at the end of Perek Aleph, fits very, very beautifully into the beginning of Perek Aleph as well. You wanted to ask Yoni? Okay, we'll stop over here. Mirtz Hashem, I hope that you can chazer the first Perek in terms of the five, six or seven shirim. How many shirim do we have? Six or seven shirim? In terms of the six shirim that we had during this man, we covered most of the first parak, and B'li Neder, you know, after Sukkot, we'll move faster because the nature of the Gemara is of a different nature, and we'll try to understand as best as we can all the various Yisurei Hanoah one by one. Rav Buchenstein is going to give a shiur on the Wednesday morning, Hey Mar Cheshvan, a week after we begin. We still begin in Tishrei. Okay? Rokhsin will give shiur on Heymar Cheshvan. The topic of his shiur is going to take one of the Yisurim that we're going to deal with. He'll take the Yisur of Orva, and he'll deal with it in as broad a sense as possible. Okay, so that's just in terms of the framework. Everyone should have a Sukkot won't see, have a Gemar Chasima Tova. I want to ask Mechila if I wasted your time. But I appreciate very much your comments, and I appreciate very much the give and take in the shiur. Okay.
Could the man's understanding of Rav Avohu